misunderstood.
Local news and timeless hits with Eric Burden and the Animals. Don't let me be misunderstood. That was, you know what, there's another good version of that. Santa Esmeralda did a great version of that song as well. I think in the 80s. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. You know what 7 o'clock means? It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest now at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and a finalist for the grand prizes that include a lake house getaway and a trip to Door County or even an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword. Are you ready for this? Let me open the envelope. Because even I can't find out what it is until 7 o'clock. Drink. Drink is the keyword. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN. Use the text button to send that keyword, drink, for your chance to win a statewide contest. Again, the word is drink. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app. Use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour, till 8 o'clock. So hurry up and do it. Don't forget, 701 WRJN. Time for the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is expected to sign an executive order today to partially shut down asylum processing at the southern border. It would kick in when the average number of migrants apprehended tops 2,500 a day. Border Patrol says it's been averaging 3,800. Rice University political analyst Mark Jones.
This executive order is designed with re-election in mind. Biden realizes that immigration is one of his weak flanks. Only about 1 in 4 Americans approve of his immigration policy.
President Biden's son Hunter will be back at court in Wilmington, Delaware this morning for opening statements at his criminal trial. He faces 3 felony charges related to a gun he bought in 2018. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The prosecution will bring forward evidence, including statements in Hunter Biden's autobiography indicating that he was a drug user when he purchased that gun and when he possessed that gun.
Protests outside the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv after news 4 more hostages held by Hamas had died in captivity. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Protesters called for the Netanyahu government to approve the latest ceasefire plan and get the rest of the hostages home now.
I feel like they are part of my family that died today. I can't see them coming back alive, whoever is still alive, if it's not going to happen now.
President Biden says the new offer would have the hostages released in exchange for a Gaza ceasefire.
Here in the U.S., people in the West are about to get hit with the first heat wave of the season, which is expected to bring triple-digit temperatures to inland California. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
The expanded heat is going to make its way into the Rockies as well as the upper and central sections of the plains. Be very vigilant about the possible development of additional fires.
Crews east of San Francisco say the largest wildfire so far this year is almost under control now. Wall Street Journal reporting New York state lawmakers are considering legislation to prohibit social media companies from using algorithms to target children without parental consent. Governor Kathy Hochul says it would make social media less addictive and less toxic for teenagers. Reports of a death in Nebraska proved to be greatly exaggerated.
A 74-year-old female that was believed to be deceased is now breathing on the table.
A dispatcher in Lincoln after a 911 call from a funeral home staffer who'd been preparing the woman's body for a funeral and noticed she was still breathing. S&P futures down 28. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 2 people jumped into the race to take on Robin Voss yesterday. The Assembly Speaker is running for re-election in the newly created 33rd Assembly District. Last week, Andrew Sagielski of East Troy announced his intention to run against Voss in the Republican primary. Yesterday, Kelly Clark of Sturtevant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva officially filed their paperwork. Kupsick is running as a Democrat, Clark an independent. A 38-year-old Racine man has been charged with pulling out a gun at a Racine County funeral over the past weekend. Marcus Perry faces charges of disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. He allegedly showed a gun during a funeral fight involving around 150 people Saturday. According to the criminal complaint, Perry drew a silver pistol from his waistband and pointed it in the air during an altercation at the Mount Pleasant funeral home. Perry pleaded not guilty and is back in court in August. Another round of storms is expected to hit the area this afternoon and this evening, bringing a chance for severe weather and heavy rain. The National Weather Service issued warnings yesterday as storms caused flooding in some areas of southeast Wisconsin. The latest is coming up in the forecast. It'll be 2 years before our Racine County Bridge is fully back open. The DOT is starting a major construction project along Highway 38. The work will reconstruct the bridge over the Root River and improve traffic operations along Rapids Drive to Green Bay Road. Drivers can expect lane closures and detours during the two-year project. Suggested alternate routes are Highway 31 and C. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Well, after facing the Cubs and the struggling White Sox last week, the Brewers now playing the team with the best record in the National League. The Phillies winning last night 3-1 over Milwaukee. A highlight was the warm reception received by Reese Hoskins in his first game back in Philadelphia, where his career started. Manager Pat Murphy.
Fans showed that, you know, what this game's really all about. Reese left an impression on this fan base like he will on ours. People already recognize who the guy is and recognize how he goes about his business and what a pro he is and what a teammate he is. He stole a base and also hit a homer.
Game two is tonight. The Brewers third baseman, Joey Ortiz, named National League Rookie of the Month. Ortiz with four home runs, batting over 307 in the month of May. NFL Packers continue OTAs in Green Bay. The team reviewing the playbook for this season. Practices in Green Bay running through this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms once again and a high right around 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
So I go to my regular doctor, and he's like, what's going on? I said, you tell me. Just above my right knee, there's a little area about 3 inches up. It's about the size of a fist. That's where it doesn't hurt. Feels very peculiar. Do you have a pill that can make everything else feel like that? I want a everything else like that pill. My doctor looked at me and said, Brian, you are way too sedentary. So I vowed in that moment to get a dictionary. But I haven't gotten around to it, you know, just been laying around a house. Or is it lying around a house?
God bless America.
sweet home.
That is very nice. And that is my guest, Cheryl McCreary. Hey, Cheryl, that is just gorgeous. When did you record that?
You know what? It was not too long ago. It's one of my recent albums, and I've had a couple other ones as well. So it's one of my favorite songs as well.
Well, that is very, very nice. Excellent version of that. So we have some more to play from Cheryl McCreary coming up. And Cheryl's here. Cheryl is like a Racine institution. I hate to say that word institution to a woman because it makes it sound like you. Ready for Mount Rushmore. Something. We don't want you to sound like that. But you have been around for a while here in Racine. Now, is this where you're from originally?
Yes, I'm originally from Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, look at you, a local yokel.
Yes, a local yokel. Yeah.
All right. Yes. And what brought you into the entertainment field?
Well, you know, I've always been part of music, and you know that Racine has a lot of wonderful things to offer for kids in school, athletics, academics, and besides being in sports with being one of the first girls cross-country team out at Case High School with Coach Fraser back in the day, I really loved music as well. So I started when I was younger, enjoyed being in church choirs, acting, helping out with different things in that perspective, and then just loved to sing. And when I hit high school, it was this pretty much just one of the things I really, really enjoyed doing. So I decided just to go for it and get more involved, and had an opportunity to try out for some opportunities to win a recording contract. And I did. I won a local recording contract, and there it went from there.
Wow. I am, at my age, learning to play the piano. My wife's giving me lessons on the piano. She teaches an 11-year-old girl and me. Those are two students. And I got news for you, the 11-year-old girl is way ahead of me. Little Noelle, she could type, she types. She plays the piano with both hands. I still use one hand, but I don't look at the keys anymore. I look at the music. You play an instrument?
I actually kind of play by ear with piano, and I did take guitar when I was a little bit.
All right. So you got some, yeah. I wish I knew how to play an instrument earlier on. I tried, and I kept seeing dots on a piece of paper. I couldn't get the notes. I didn't see the music on paper. Everybody else sees music. I said, what are those black dots all over the piece of paper? But you were also in pageants as well.
Yes, it's been quite a beautiful memory. Legacy just coming off, taking a sabbatical break right now. But I was very much honored to represent Racine as Mrs. Racine County. I was endorsed to go forward and also help represent Southeastern Wisconsin for the pageant for the America pageant. And then was endorsed to go all the way to represent the Mrs. with a Royalty International pageant as well, to go towards that. And it was just an amazing opportunity I will never forget, my goodness.
Well, it's a lot of smiling.
Yes, it is. And you got to learn how to wave, you know.
I could do the wave. Yes. You can't see it on radio, but I could do the wave.
Yes.
A pageant person taught me how to do it. She says, when you do the wave, it's kind of swirling in the hand. Yeah. And I learned how to do that.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, recently, was it Miss America and Miss Teen America? Didn't they just resign?
Yes, there's been
some
changes.
What was that all about? Do you know?
I probably don't know as much as I need to know about it, but yes, we heard that there was a resignation there.
Has that ever happened? Except for Vanessa Williams, who resigned.
Yes.
Because she appeared in the adult magazines.
Right.
She resigned, but she had to.
Right.
So they kind of forced her into it.
Right.
It didn't hurt her career one bit. Yeah. She went out to movies and songs. But I wonder why these ladies quit. They said there was too much pressure on them. That's what they claimed. And they were being bullied and who knows. I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in pageants. But it must be tough because there's such pressure on you to be perfect.
Well, you know, that's what I loved about the pageants I represented for the United States of America internationally. It was wonderful because the international level, Sherry Gerhart, my pageant director, it's amazing because they do ask that women of different age and ethnicities to have that diversity vibe with it, which is amazing. And of course, there was talent involved with that one as well. But I believe some of them have actually changed to help adapt to women that maybe have some body image concerns. And my platform was human trafficking awareness, which, as you know, is one of the most growing fields in our country of concern. And also another one, part of that that piggybacked was, it's never too late to pursue your passion. So I kind of tied things together for women, maybe that aren't the young women. And again, I had a wonderful gal that helped me out. Jeannie Hatfield was
one of
my best friends of all time. Yeah. So she was coaching me along, and it's been wonderful to have her as my, in my back pocket as my
best friend. At the concert band, the concerts on the Racine concert band on Sunday evenings.
Yep.
Our, my guest is Cheryl McCreary. We've got more coming up. We've got some more music from Cheryl as well. 717 at WRJN. And don't forget our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest underway right now. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for the grand prizes, including a lake house getaway and a trip to Door County or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is drink. Drink. Download the Civic Media app right now from the Apple Store or Google Stores. It's free. Find WRJN on the app. And text us the keyword drink for your chance to win on the statewide contest. Again, the word is drink. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send it right now. This hour only, the keyword is drink. You have until the end of the hour to enter. And then you can enter later on in the day again with Cindy Huber. Hey, coming up, more with Cheryl in just a moment here at WRJN.
Teach your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of Racine's Harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceanera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer at Festival Park.
Apartment in Racine is holding a free Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the city, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C lobby.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cheryl McCreary, my guest this hour. We're talking about her career, what she does around town. And we were just talking. I remember, I don't know if it was David Letterman or Carson or someone. They said that the comedian was on. They said, where do you play? And he said, well, I'll play anywhere. I don't care how big the room is, how small the room is. I'll play anywhere. I'll play in Vegas. I'll play in someone's house if they're having a private party. You've played at some small places and larger places, too. I mean, if it's a gig where people want to hear music, you'll play, right?
Yep, you know, it's so neat. Racine has so many wonderful opportunities to play, and, you know, it's been fun to help out play for, you know, First Fridays and down in Music on the Monument and some of those wonderful events. We were just down in Racine at the brewery down there with an unveiling, which was wonderful to be part of that, with a beautiful mural that was painted on the east wall of this. It was great to be down there again with Chris and helping out with that. We had the band down there for the mural dedication for Maya and Maya, and it was actually a Cinco de Mayo weekend, so it was great to be down there.
So your husband's the band?
He's my drummer in the band and song guy. Yeah.
Okay, now you use backing tracks, right, to do the music? Is that how you do it?
We actually do live with the band, and if I need to, you know, if it's more of a smaller venue and maybe more of a quicker venue where we're going to have some music laced in, I'll do some backtrack on that. But oftentimes we have the band with us, yes.
Now you do what? Older pop hits?
We do anything from jazz to current to country to, you know, a little bit of love songs, patriotic, covers that are familiar to people. We'll be at the Racine County Fair kicking it out on center stage out there last Friday of July. I believe it's going to be the 26th. We'll be out there from 3:30 to 6:30, and I'll be back at the Demo Derby singing again on Sunday.
The Demo Derby? Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Demo Derby?
Oh, goodness. Racine County Fair.
Oh, that's right. The Racine County Fairgrounds has a Demo Derby, yeah.
Yep. That's going to be the 28th. Yeah, I'll be doing the quarter to two and quarter to six finals for Demo Derby.
Now, wait a second. What do you mean you'll be singing at the Demo Derby?
Kicking off the anthem. I tell you, I'm there pretty much
every
year. Oh,
they do the national anthem. Okay.
Yep. It's a great time. So come out. Get there early. If you're not there by one, get a seat. And it starts at two, you're not going to get a seat.
I think it was Lake Geneva, the Walworth County Fair. Mm-hmm. Walworth County Fair. They asked me one year, can you emcee the Demo Derbies this weekend? Because the regular guy wasn't feeling well. Actually, I did it a couple of times. And the first time I learned, they put me on this flatbed truck right in front of the Demo Derby. And my daughter was there. And we were pelted with rocks and all types of dirt. I call them dirt bombs. And we're pelted. I said, I can't stay up here. Are you crazy? I'm
going to
get killed.
Yes.
So the next night we did it from the booth with a protective glass. I mean, they're kicking up rocks and debris. And my daughter ran for her life. She was up there with me. I said, this is ridiculous. When do you put me in a flatbed truck right in the middle of the Demo Derby? You killed. So I did that twice. It's not one of my favorite things to do.
Yes, I just did the monster truck out at Wilmot. Yeah, this past Sunday they had a
Wilmot. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and I was out there at the flag tower singing at the top, and we saw dirt coming when the monster truck stopped. It was flying over the fence, and so we were getting it right there at the same time.
And it hurts. It stings.
Yeah,
it's not comfortable. What do you have coming up?
Well, you know, we got some fun things coming up. We just got off of doing a wonderful Memorial Day event. This weekend I'll be heading up to Milwaukee Milkman. Anybody want to come up for a really fun game? It's a great time. I'll be out there at 6 o'clock.
Now let's just say, the Milkman play in Franklin.
Yep, at the new field.
And they also have a drive-in movie theater called the Milky Way, which is right there on the premises.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have a drive-in theater for good for, I think, 150 cars can pull into the Milky Way. And they show classic movies at the Milky Way drive-in, but it's right where the Milkmen play.
Hmm. Pretty cool. I'll have to check them out, and maybe we can get in on that sometime. I'd love to go check that out.
The Passion Pit.
Uh-huh.
At the drive-in.
Yes, that would be, can you imagine a name like that? It would be an interesting way to check that one out, for sure.
So you would do the national anthem?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's great to be out there. I've been doing that off and on for a couple of years, so looking forward to seeing Van as the announcer out there. He's a great guy. I also sang at the Milwaukee Wave this past time as well. We were up there for that, for the soccer game. That's always another great time. And then I'll be back down the week after Father's Day weekend. I'll be back at Wilmot Raceway for the Father's Day weekend extravaganza they got going on there. So I'll be back out there with Circle Track Racing on the 15th.
Now, the most deadly thing that could happen to you is a cold.
Oh, goodness, yes.
I mean, I'm not as, you know, I could eke through a cold and be on the radio. But when you have a cold, you can't sing.
I've had to sing with a little inflammation. I'm also a vocal coach. So if anybody's kids want to learn or adults maybe want to beef up on vocals and learn a little bit of vocal lessons, I've had that. But I did encourage my students, please, if you're sick, rest yourself. If you're doing music, I'm like a worship director in Kenosha at Prayer House Church. If I got a cold, I'd say, guys, I'm going to let you take it. You know, I'm going to take it real easy. I'll sing a little bit softer, lighter. Make sure you have a lemon juice and honey. That really helps.
Yeah,
well.
Lemon juice and honey. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you teach as well.
Yeah, I have a little vocal. During COVID, we had to take a little sabbatical, so I didn't do much. But if anyone really wants to learn a little bit about singing, I don't go through all the music theory. I just talk about performance singing. How do you stand? How do you make vibrato? How do you keep your voice healthy? What do you need to know about your anatomy, physiology of your vocal cords? And coming off from an amazing testimony of having H. pylori, I had H. pylori and didn't know I had it for a couple of years.
What is that?
Helicobacter pylori is one of the underlying concerns for reflux that people don't know from eating food that might have been contaminated. And I did not know I had it till I was getting ready at the Methodist Church as their worship director, getting ready for a Christmas concert, and I couldn't scale a well-known note, and I had a lymph inflammation. Found out that I had a 10,000 H. pylori growing in my stomach.
Ooh.
From when we went to our honeymoon, probably 2-3 years before that, and ate probably an uncooked part of the pig roast that we went to when we went to Luau.
This sounds like a Dateline episode, and Mike should be investigated.
Oh, my.
By Keith Morrison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dateline.
It was definitely an interesting. So now to be an ambassador, when I did my platform for the pageant, I was a voice for the voiceless. I know what it's like not to have a voice for a couple months. I did have it checked. I was treated with medication that did not help. Unfortunately, I had my first surgery. When I had to have the vocal surgery, they have those blood blisters that had formed on there from the infection in my stomach throughout those couple years and had them lasered.
Mm.
So no talking or speaking for a couple months.
You know, I was a soprano in the grammar school when I went to elementary school. I was a soprano in the chorus. And keep in mind, I was about 8 or 9 years old. But I was soprano, and I tell people that, and they say, no. I said, yeah. You know what it is? They needed guys in the chorus and, you know, little kids, and I couldn't sing. But, you know, when you're crowded with a bunch of other people, it's like the old Andy Griffith episode with Barney Fife. You know, you put a bunch of people around him, and you might get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah McCreary is my guest, 728 at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 75. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows around 63. Chance of more thunder bumpers tomorrow, then becoming sunny with a high near 77. Right now, 68 degrees here at Radio Park with plenty of sunshine. And don't forget, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest going on right now. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for the grand prizes, including a lake house getaway and a trip to Door County or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is drink. Drink. D-R-I-N-K. Drink. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN. Click on the text button to send the keyword drink for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is drink. Find WRJN on the free Civic Media app. Use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. And good luck from all of us here at WRJN. It's 729. It's news time with Stuart J. Waddles. Let's do it, Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With National Democrats showing an interest in Peter Barca, a Democrat that was running for the 1st District seat has dropped out. Lorenzo Santos has suspended his campaign in the race for the 1st Congressional District. Santos is encouraging voters to support the presumptive Democratic nominee against Republican Brian Stile. The 1st District covers Racine, Kenosha, most of Walworth, and parts of Rock and Milwaukee counties. There are new areas included in that City of Racine program that's helping out homeowners. The City Development Office is now accepting applications for the Homeowner Repair and Enhancement Program. It's funded by two new tax districts. Homeowners living in the districts have the opportunity to apply for assistance in repairing and enhancing their properties through the initiative. Interested homeowners can visit the website buildupracine.org to start an application process. Fans of Illinois sports teams that live north of the Cheddar Curtain will like the news out of Chicago. A new network called the Chicago Sports Network will launch in October and carry Chicago Bulls, Blackhawks, and White Sox games. They'll broadcast more than 300 games annually. It'll reach most of Illinois as well as parts of Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. If the leagues approve, the first Blackhawks and Bulls preseason games will air in October. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The 2024 Wisconsin Science Festival comes up this October, and this year they're selecting a focal point of agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Samantha Mulrooney is the coordinator for the Wisconsin Science Festival, and she says it's pretty simple why they decided this year the emphasis is on agriculture.
I mean, it is such an impactful part of our state's economy and our state's story. So it seemed like a natural fit for this year. And agriculture has been involved in a lot of our Science Festival events over the years, but this is the first time we're featuring really as a way to honor all of the great things that are happening in our state and all of the growers and all of the technology that is involved in that. A lot of times people don't really understand how the food gets to the grocery store, right? And being able to take a little bit of effort during the festival this year to highlight that and promote that is what we're trying to do.
Samantha Mulrooney, one of the coordinators for the upcoming Wisconsin Science Festival, happening October 14th through the 20th all across the state. In fact, Mulrooney says they're asking farms, agribusinesses, farmers markets, anybody that's got a science story to share focused on agriculture to think about joining in. You can get details at wisconsinsciencefest.org. Markets trying to battle back after a difficult Monday and a lousy crop progress report. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Farmers are still battling the weather everywhere around the Midwest. Wisconsin farmers now have 84% of their corn in the ground. 82% of the soybeans are planted. Both crops rated 70% good to excellent. First cutting of hay is 35% complete. And the condition of the hay crop called 82% good to excellent. Markets yesterday, barrel cheese up 2 at 196. 40-pound block cheese was up 8, 189, while AA butter gained another 3, back to 312 a pound. July Class 3 milk that goes to cheese this morning up 3 at 2067. December new crop corn still down 2 at 461. November beans up a penny at 1165. July wheat up 2, 674 a bushel, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average still down more than 40 points on a Tuesday morning. There's a quick market snapshot for you. More at MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 78 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms once again and a high right around 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Here's what I've learned about life now that I'm older, over 50. I'll make the time to be your friend if you're a doctor. Stock up on doctor friends. I'm telling you, when you get to a certain age, every day something happens. The other day, I woke up with a sprained ankle. What happened? No, but what happened? I went to bed. I was fine. I was fine when I got in bed. You get older. As you get older, you need different friends. Like when you're a teenager, the one friend you need is the first kid who has a car. You got to buddy up to that kid, right? Yeah. And then you hit your 20s, new kid now, usually a sketchy kid. He can get, you don't know how he gets stuff. You don't ask. All you know is all of a sudden he can get you tickets to REO Speedwagon. Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. This table knows. That table knows. Yes, I'm sorry. I meant Coachella tickets. I'm sorry. And then 30s and 40s, new friend, lawyer. You have to lawyer up now. Yes. And then 50s to 70s, man. Doctors. And then here's a weird thing. In your 80s, back to the kid with the car. Yeah, full circle. Full circle. Yeah.
When I am down and oh so very weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still.
in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on those mountains. You raise me up to walk on all the storms.
Yeah, Cheryl McCreary here at WRJN at 7:39 on a Tuesday morning. We're very lucky to have her in this morning, and we're talking about her career because she is a local, I hate to use the word institution, but she's a local institution, and she's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, just a couple. We'll leave it at that.
A couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I first came, you were singing everywhere. You sang at City Hall. You sang recently at the EAA breakfast at the Battenfield.
Mm-hmm.
You were there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any room too small?
No, there isn't. And you know what? It's so cool. That's why I love Racine Community, because we have such a family-based theme here. And, you know, I just love it. And you know what? There's never a room too small to sing, whether it's a wedding, a fundraiser, charity event, or even singing with where I help out as a marketing ambassador with our Harmony Club. You know, we just have so much fun helping encourage families of all ages, including the Racine Parade. We'll get our float started at the end of the month, ready to roll it through again, 19th year.
I asked Mark Eichner this, he's the conductor for the Racine Concert Band. I said, how do you play on a moving float? I can't even read my cell phone when we're driving in the car when I'm in the passenger seat, because the car's bumping all over the place. You can't type, you can't do anything like that. But these guys play instruments on a moving float. Now, maybe I could see you singing on a moving float, but the instruments, the people in the band, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, we actually time down bungee cords. We actually have to tie things down. My husband has a drum kit. He's got an electronic kit he uses. We have a guy who plays keyboards. We have to bungee them down. And then me, I have to stand in a stance on an angle so that when we're moving, especially during my pageant journey, I had my crown on. And so I'm kind of moving and making sure that I can stay strong, you know, stand on a good base standing while I'm singing, because it's, you know, and then you're waving and you're singing and, you know, it's a good time.
How'd you get started in pageants? How old were you when you first got started?
I won't say how old I was, but it was just recently. And, you know, you never...
You didn't get started when you were a teenager?
Nope, I didn't. Nope. I was a late bloomer. And, you know, I thought it's never too late to pursue your passion. I had, you know, a platform I felt was very important to share with our community. And it opened so many amazing doors to meet people, not only here locally, but throughout southeastern Wisconsin and throughout the Midwest as well.
And when you got into modeling, there wasn't some guy who came up to you in a shopping mall and said, hey, here's my card. Come see me if you want to model. It didn't work like that, does it?
No, it didn't. Actually, I've been asked to help out with some of our local vendors that were having shows in some of our businesses. I started back on the Monument Square. There was a beautiful clothing store that was there. I helped with her, and I did some advertising, also some commercials for her, and also Leps from way back, Elmwood Plaza. I used to help model for those shows as well and work there back in the day as well.
I modeled in a show once. I had to wear a suit that was like two sizes too small for me. I wasn't fat like I am now. I was a thin guy, but they gave me this suit. I was 6'3", 6'4", and they gave me a suit for somebody who was like 5'11". And I was in this, all the radio announcers were in this show, and I have a picture of it. It looks like the thing was washed with me in it, like a shrunk up my arms. I said, you going to make me wear this? He said, but that's the suit we have for you. I said, did you know how tall I was when you picked out this suit? And it came up here. It was terrible. I couldn't even button the jacket. It was for somebody who was like 6 inches smaller than I was.
Wow, that's a difficult challenge. I know I've modeled for people that are national, you know, designers, Troy Anthony, and also for some of the shows that we've modeled for DeVille with the pageant in Chicago at the beautiful Palmer House. It was wonderful to be able to model some of the beautiful designers from our national ones as well. It's awesome.
Let me pick your brain a little bit here. I just watched on... I watch all these true crime shows. It was Here's How It Happened. I think that's the name of it on HLN. And they did JonBenet Ramsey, which is a tragedy. 6-year-old girl, but she was in so many pageants.
Right.
But she wasn't in just a cute pageant. They dressed her up as an adult in these pageants. And not only just an adult, but it kind of, you know, suggestive clothing at 6 years old. And of course, she ran a tragic end at 6 years old, too. But they have all these videos of her walking down the aisle with a boa and walking in very suggestive poses. 6 years old.
That's one thing I have to say. I don't agree with the children that young. And obviously, yes, she was really made a little bit more ornate. And I can't agree with that.
They had a show on. It was a reality show. And it was based on all these kids, little kids in pageants. And I can't think of the name of the show. I think it was one of those A&E reality shows a couple of years back. It's not on anymore. And they used to follow these parents, mostly the mothers. The fathers very rarely got involved. Like your husband over here sitting in the studio, way back from the microphone. It was mainly like that. And the mothers got involved. And it was a cutthroat thing for these little kids in pageants. And most of the time, the kids wanted to be involved. But occasionally, they were very little, and they didn't want to be involved in this stuff. But the mothers forced them into being on the stage in these pageants. And, you know, I could see if your kid wants to do it, but they didn't want to, a lot of these kids. And I'm like, get out there! You know, no food for you tonight! They weren't that bad. But I'm sure behind the scenes, what we didn't see, they were being threatened if they didn't get out there. That's terrible.
Yes, I would highly recommend anybody that was interested in that type of, you know, industry to be sure that your child is actually with a reputable company. There are some wonderful ones here in Wisconsin, but we have to be careful as well with human trafficking. There are some of them that are disguising themselves as modeling agencies. And again, if you are listening this morning, please make sure you highly investigate the agency you're working with your child, and make sure you're right there with them. And I highly recommend maybe teenagers and over for age for that. So other than that, it's fun to do it, but I don't know if I'd recommend it for any children at this time.
It ran from 2009 to 2016. It was called Toddlers and Tiaras. Remember the show?
Yes, I do.
Toddlers and Theater. Wait, God bless Google.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was quick on the fly. You know,
I'd like to be a student today in school with Google. I mean, I could be an A-plus student.
Yes, you could.
But don't forget, when you learn how to defeat the mousetraps, the mice get smarter, and the teachers are getting smarter. They can deal with that. Yeah, Toddlers and Tierras. There was one of the girls on there. Her name was Alyssa in real life, but they didn't call Honey Boo Boo. Remember Honey Boo Boo? She was on the show, and she got her own show. And I don't know how it never works out well for these kids, because eventually they grow out of it. And some go on to a good life. There was an A&E show, not an A&E show. What was the name of the show? It was about Nickelodeon and the way children were treated on the Nickelodeon channel. And three people went to prison because they mistreated these children. They came on to them. But the parents just signed them over. Get them on TV. Let them perform on Nickelodeon. Some of them are big names, too. Drake Bell was one of them. And his father was told, he told his father, I don't want you dealing with me anymore. And forget the guy's name. He's going to be my new parent surrogate dealing with me on this show. And the guy was a child predator. And the father wasn't allowed on the set. And the mother said, oh, let him take care of your life, this guy over here. And it was a horrible, horrible thing. But you're right. There were a lot of predators out there, especially when children get into modeling and performing and singing.
That's right.
And wow. Yes.
Well, I actually was part of a contest here in Wisconsin where there was probably eight or 900 people that auditioned for. It's a similar show called AMTC to American Idol and or America's Got Talent. I did make the cut. 12 out of 800 or 900. They had it.
On which show?
Actually, it's called AMTC, and it was an alternative to American Idol and America's Got Talent, and actually made the cut. But the three areas that I focused on was, music, obviously, and modeling, and also did acting. And I've done some acting as well in commercials and that type of thing. But the man that I auditioned with was actually the producer for a movie called 8 Days, which is a true story of a young girl that was trafficked by her own boyfriend. And we do have to be aware it is happening in our county. We have to be aware of what's happening.
We're talking to Cheryl McCreary when we come back. Have you done any acting before? Oh, we'll talk about that, too. We'll find out. Maybe I need your autograph. Maybe a movie star is sitting right across from me. I never knew. All right, Cheryl McCreary is here, our guest. More coming up. And don't forget about our statewide contest this hour. It's a Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest here on WRJN. It's your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for the grand prizes, including a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, and an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is drink. Drink. Download the Civic Media app. It's free in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use that text button to send the keyword drink for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword this hour only up until 8 o'clock is drink. Find WRJN on the free Civic Media app and use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck to you from WRJN at 749, sunny and 68 degrees right now at Radio Park.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home. Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique. It's an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash Battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Guest Cheryl McCreary is here for the next few minutes. And how do you pick out your songs? I mean, where's the catalog? How do you decide what you're going to sing?
Well, you know, it depends on the venue. We have just so many wonderful things, again, that we have opportunities to play for. And, of course, love to sing at weddings. I actually had a wedding that I had thematically wanted to pick out a song. And one of the songs I love to do, especially at different local events, is Fly Me to the Moon. You know, I'm telling you, she was a stewardess who met the pilot, and they hooked up and got married. So I had an opportunity to sing for their wedding, and Fly Me to the Moon was one of the favorites on that one. But again, it depends on the event, the venue. If we have something kid-friendly, like we have Family Fun Day coming up at Island Park, that's going to be coming up. We are sharing off air. That's going to be a great time if everybody wants to come out, July 20th at Island Park. So I'll be doing some fun family standards and maybe I'll jazz it up a little bit in between.
So that's it. When do you pick out the songs? Like the night before?
Well, we practice up with the band. We have rehearsals. So we prepare for these events and we make sure that we have ample time to get them prepared. If I'm doing it as a soloist, I can download them and get them ready to go for the show. So it's great to have a couple hundred different songs to pick from.
They said you've done some acting.
Yeah, I did some acting in high school. And also, in fact, Doug Instances from RTG.
I was about to say, the Racine Theater Guild, yeah.
Yeah, he said, "Hey, you want to come and do the Patsy Cline?" They had that wonderful
tribute.
Yeah,
I saw that.
And,
yeah.
You know, come and audition. I'm like, oh, I wish I could. I just didn't have the time. But someday I'll pull forward. But I've done some different things, commercials, advertising, and that type of thing.
Yeah,
as well.
Just saw Cabaret there, the Racine Theater Guild.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, they did a great show. Yeah. Yeah. Like a good Nazi musical to make you feel good.
Yeah, really. It's like, okay. Yeah.
It was an excellent show. The cast and crew of Broadway quality. Yeah. It was really good. So what do you have coming up next?
Well, we got, again, as I was sharing, we'll be at Milwaukee Milkman doing the anthem, kicking it out. If anybody likes Circle Track Racing, I'll be back out at Wilmot Races on the 15th Father's Day weekend. Always a great time. I'm singing at St. Sebastian's coming up on the 17th for our Harmony Club and helping out as a marketing capacity there as well. So if anybody wants to come out or interested in that, they could check out with Our Harmony Club. And then we're going to be back down in Illinois. And we got the parade coming up, getting ready to build the float at the end of the month. And then got some other things coming up with Family Fun Day here locally at Island Park and back at Kenosha Kingfish coming up next month and Racine County Fair.
My goodness.
Coming up by the end of July.
I'm
Friday,
exhausted
Sunday.
Listening to it. I need some Tylenol just from listening to that. What? That's exhausting, that schedule.
It's fun, though. It's a fun
opportunity.
Well,
you like doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it is. You know, it's never too late to pursue your passion. So, radio listeners, if you're still in your 60s and 70s and you haven't yet done it, do it. Because you know what? You can look back and say you were able to do it. And it's a legacy to carry on to your family if you want to do this.
Do you ever want to get on American Idol?
Or America's Got Talent? I actually talked to the producer. He recruited me at the competition I was in. And he said, come on my show. I'll make a way for you. You have an amazing voice. And I says, I'll keep you posted. So I have his number if he wants me to come on. He says, I have a time for you.
And you work for Harmony Clubs?
Yeah, I help out with Our Harmony Club. It's a wonderful opportunity. If anybody has loved ones that need a social date program, it's a nonprofit. They're helping out in a marketing ambassador. And it's just a great opportunity with opportunities that we have. We just opened up another one as well, but it's great if you have anybody that needs some help for like 6 hours of the day. Wonderful opportunity to help those people as well.
I'll see you in the 4th of July parade.
Definitely.
Actually, I'll be in the parade this year for the first time in like decades, so maybe I won't see you. Maybe I'll see you at the setup when they do it.
Yeah, we'll be out there getting ready, so come on down. We've seen parade, biggest in the Midwest, so looking forward to hanging out with everybody, doing some awesome patriotic music, going down the parade route. It's going to be a great time.
Okay, you got another few seconds here to type in that keyword of drink in the Civic Media app for our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. The next chance for you to enter will be with Cindy at 9 o'clock this morning. Cheryl, thanks a lot for getting up and coming in this morning. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks again, Don. If anyone's interested in CDs, I have some out there. Just shout out to Don or just check me out on email cmccray@wi.ri.com and we'll get a gift for you for your special gift for your daddy coming up this month.
Set up a merch table right in front of the building.
Sure. Come on out. We'll get it ready.
Right on Victory Avenue. And by the way, I'll repeat to my kids, Father's